Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the sharpest marketing news, insights, and the stories shaping our industry. Today, we're diving into bold brand moves, the evolving role of human connection in a tech-driven world, and a major talent shakeup in AI marketing. Let's get right into it. First up, let's talk about Primark's ambitious push into the American market, as reported by Adweek. The Irish retail giant made its Manhattan debut with a splash, literally painting the town blue and rolling out a high-energy campaign called The Getaway. This is Primark's first coordinated global campaign, spanning the US, UK, and Spain, and it's all about raising awareness and drawing new shoppers. The centerpiece was the opening of their Herald Square flagship, timed to coincide with the Met Gala, and featuring none other than Sarah Jessica Parker in head-to-toe Primark, alongside other New York icons. The campaign, crafted by VCCP and directed by Tom Green, leans into heist movie tropes, positioning the thrill of finding affordable summer fashion as a kind of stylish caper. Primark's marketing director Wendy Duggan and head of US marketing Rene Federico emphasize the challenge of breaking through in the crowded American market, where brand recognition still lags behind Europe. Their strategy is to focus on retail theater, creating in-store experiences that deliver the thrill of discovery, targeting savvy shoppers aged 25 to 40 who crave style, quality, and affordability. With no home delivery, Primark is betting big on getting people through its doors, using cultural touchstones and playful, city-centric marketing to claim its spot in the style conversation. Next, Etsy is making a powerful statement about the value of human connection in its latest campaign, Celebrate Being Human, also covered by Adweek. In a world increasingly dominated by AI and automation, Etsy's new spot, created by Orchard Creative, reminds us of the beauty and brevity of life's moments. The ad opens with a montage of calendars and a narration that counts out the average human lifespan, 26,823 days, 76 summers. The visuals are warm and realistic, highlighting those small but meaningful moments, catching a butterfly, sharing ice cream, or celebrating a birthday. Etsy's CMO Brad Miner says the campaign is a response to a cultural shift, especially among Gen Z, who are now celebrating not just traditional milestones, but also moments like divorces and sobriety anniversaries. The spot's voiceover is delivered by Christine Taff, Orchard Creative's own creative director, whose scratch track was so heartfelt that it made the final cut. Director Jess Cole shot the campaign in different formats to evoke a sense of memory, like flipping through someone's home movies. The campaign is rolling out across TV, digital, social, and creator content in the US and UK, and it marks a shift in focus from Etsy's makers to its buyers, reinforcing the brand's belief that story, craft, and human connection are more valuable than convenience. In another bold brand move, OpenAI has hired Colin Fleming, ServiceNow's chief marketing officer, to lead marketing for its business unit, according to Adweek. Fleming, who announced his departure from ServiceNow in a heartfelt LinkedIn post, brings a wealth of experience from his time at Salesforce, where he served as Executive Vice President of Global Marketing for 13 years before joining ServiceNow. This hire signals OpenAI's intention to deepen its enterprise marketing efforts as it looks to expand beyond its core AI products. Fleming described the decision to leave ServiceNow as gut-wrenching, but ultimately felt he would regret not taking the leap. With Fleming at the helm, we can expect OpenAI to sharpen its business marketing and make a more aggressive push into the enterprise space. Let's turn now to Blueland, the sustainable cleaning brand that's reimagining its packaging for the retail aisle, as detailed by Adweek. Co-founded by Sarah Page Yu in 2019, Blueland started as a direct-to-consumer brand focused on reducing plastic waste. As the company moves into mainstream retail, it's undergone a significant rebrand to stand out amid the crowded cleaning aisle. During its first 4 years, Blueland's packaging was all about practicality and upholding the company's sustainability values. But with the shift to retail, the challenge is to quickly and effectively communicate what makes Blueland unique to busy shoppers who are bombarded with choices. The new packaging aims to catch the eye and convey the brand's mission at a glance, helping Blueland compete with established brands while sticking to its eco-friendly roots. Finally, let's peek behind the scenes at what's really keeping brand leaders up at night, courtesy of Adweek's reporting from Upfront Season. As macroeconomic pressures squeeze supply chains, and as questions about measurement, currency, and the impact of AI swirl, marketers are facing a host of challenges. Adweek spoke with ad sales chiefs from major players like Disney, Netflix, and Amazon to find out what concerns are being raised behind closed doors. While the specifics of their responses are reserved for subscribers, the article makes it clear that the industry is grappling with rapid change and uncertainty, especially as AI upends traditional models and upfront season approaches. The big takeaway: marketers are looking for solutions that address these challenges head-on, even if those conversations aren't always happening in public. That's it for today's brief. Whether it's Primark's retail theatre, Etsy's celebration of humanity, or OpenAI's enterprise ambitions, the marketing landscape is full of bold moves and thoughtful pivots. As always, the brands that win are those willing to adapt, connect, and take risks. Thanks for tuning in. Stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.